I travel o'er this country wide, seeking fortune fair. Up and down the coastline, I've traveled everywhere. From Portland east to Portland west, and on and on the line. Going now to the place that's best, that old hometown of mine. Oh, hey. Somewhere that you like best of all. I'm from down in Louisville. She's little and she's small. She's the kind you just can't find. I ran it through the land. I'm on my way this very day to a girl on a hand. Oh, ain't no mind in Louisville. We'll come in to the view. Ain't no miles on this old road. I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back to do it from the start. Key of G, if you happen to be playing along out there. And this one also refers to mine and Byron's home Commonwealth, which is the state of Kentucky. Commonwealth, I guess you should say. How many belts are there, Byron? Three or four? I know of three. I welcome your comment. We know of three Commonwealths on stage. Kentucky,
Virginia,
Massachusetts,
Virginia,
thank you.
Mexico.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Check, please. There's a There's four.
That's enough.
That's enough Commonwealths. Yes, Byron?
I just wanted to, you know, what just happened up there in our wonderful state. They held the world's first International Bluegrass Festival this past weekend. It was, bring some of the old guys from the Bluegrass Revival back together, some of those really old guys, the founders, and to honor Sam and the music that he started. And it was a great weekend, and we hope there'll be many more of those Bluegrass festivals. It's not too far up the road, just north of the
Bowling Green, Kentucky. Speaking of something not too far away, we see our friend Steve Masterson here. Just because, man. Even though we have a deal between us, we're going to play there. Is it Memorial Day weekend next year's game? That's your birthday? All right. So here's one that relates to this was on our last CD we put out, the last and seventh CD. And this one, John Fennell and I made this up. It's about, you know, when you like to go to watch the horses run. You like to go watch the racetrack, you go to, well, and then of course, basically after you bet on the horses, what might have happened if you didn't, as most people didn't happen to win, didn't. And after you've lost all your money, what you gonna do? You're gonna ride the bluegrass train.